Good morning. This is Moses Stelzfus with the Daily Inspiration for the third day of this month. God bless you as you feast on the Word of God. It is a joy to bring to you the Word of God. And this morning, the Word of God is from the life of Joshua. I'd like to look just briefly at the life of Joshua and take a look at what he did for God and what his commitment to God. Remember, this week we are talking about commitment. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. We thank you, dear God, for loving us. We thank you for a beautiful new day that you've given to us. And we dedicate this new day to you, that whatever we do or say would be done to your glory and honor. And especially pray this morning, dear God, as I share your word this morning, that it may be edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So, Lord, we commit this session into your hand and pray that you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Now, first of all, I'd like to give you my phone number. In case you'd like to get a hold of me, feel free to call me with comments, with encouragement, with blessings, with and yes, even with corrections. I said something wrong. I do want to be corrected, and may God's name be glorified, and I certainly don't want to teach anybody wrong. So feel free to give me a call and let me know what your thoughts are. 717-656-9576. Okay. In Joshua 24:15, Joshua utters those famous words, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let me read the whole verse. "And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I think I'll just read several other verses here right now this time. And I don't know how much I'll elaborate on the other verses, but I do have some more to share on verse 15 here in Joshua. But Exodus 24:13, "And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God." Here we see that Joshua seemed to be Moses' right-hand man. Exodus 32:17, "And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp." And in Joshua 33:11, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." Remember, we're talking about commitment, and here we see a firm commitment in Joshua's heart. And I was challenged a little bit a few days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. What comes first, the commitment or the or faith, or is it both the same thing? I'm not sure. I'm not here to argue at a point, but I do know that I made a commitment to God very young in my life, and I know that out of that commitment and out of that desire to serve the Lord grew a faith. And I don't know, maybe the faith was first. But anyway, it grew into what it is today. And I guess I would say my faith and commitment is stronger today than it ever was. But I do believe that we need to come to a place where our heart agrees with the heart of God. Whether that's called faith or whether that's called commitment or what it is, I'm not sure. But this week, I'm talking about commitment. So you can take it, faith and commitment together. When I talk about commitment, you could probably put in the word faith and it would mean the same thing. I'm not sure. Anyway, it says here of Joshua that he departed not out of the tabernacle. I believe that was a commitment that Joshua made. I don't know how old Joshua was at this time, but it says that he departed not out of the tabernacle. Now, I'm sure at his age there could have been many, many other things that he could have been doing. But he chose to be in the tabernacle. He chose to be in the service of the Lord. And that's the thing that I would really like for us to get a hold of this morning. And Joshua chose that which was good. That was in Exodus 33:11, and then in Exodus 24, this is even earlier in the book of this is Joshua 24:15, the verse that I read first. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. And what I'm saying here by this is, today, while you have time, today, while the Lord is calling you, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served, and some of you, the gods that your fathers served may simply have been the gods of religion. The gods, may I say, the gods of the people that you identified with, the people that you grew up with. The gods of religion. Whether the gods which your fathers served with that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites. You know, it really doesn't matter, Joshua is saying, what gods your fathers served or what gods the people served. But Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's my challenge to you this morning, that as for me and my house, you know, make that commitment to the Lord now. Make a commitment to the Lord that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, if you have made that commitment, if you are making that commitment this morning, what does that mean? As for me and my house. Okay, well, first of all, that shows that yes, as for me, you know, I will serve the Lord. And that should be easy enough if we have a firm commitment in our hearts that I will serve the Lord. Okay, but it goes on and it says, as for me and my house. Now, this brings upon us a great responsibility, because that is implying that my house, everybody that lives with me, everybody that I am responsible to, that they shall also serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I believe Joshua is just simply sensing his responsibility here, and he's realizing that he is the king of his house. He is the Lord of his house. and he is responsible for what happens in his house. So Joshua says, not only that I will serve the Lord, but he says, and my house. So he is making a commitment that he will direct his house. He will be a leader in his house. And together, we will serve the Lord. And I really believe that if each one of us, as parents, makes that commitment and realize that we are responsible for how our children turn out. Oh, but you say, each child has its own conscience. Each child has its own will. Well, that's true. But it is your responsibility, it is my responsibility to take a little child when the heart is soft, even when it's still in the cradle, when the heart is soft, it is my responsibility and your responsibility to take that heart, take it in your hands, and mold it and shape it. Even as a potter takes a pot or a lump of clay and he molds it to what? To the way the clay wants to go? No. He molds it according to the will of the potter. The potter is the one that is responsible how this pot is going to turn out. And he takes that lump of clay at just the right consistency, the right amount of moisture, and the right amount of, so that he can mold it and shape it. And that's exactly the way the heart of a child is, that as this child is maybe even not yet a month old, and this child starts to throw a fit, and little children do that sometimes. It is extremely important that we take care of that right away. As for me and my house, Joshua says, we will serve the Lord, and I would like to just challenge you this morning to make that same commitment that as for me and my house, every child, every servant, every whoever is in my house, we will serve the Lord together. And we will walk together. We will have, as father and as mother, we will have our children's heart. We will communicate with them. We will teach them as we stand up and as we lay down, which means, you know, in the morning, in the evening, every bit of waking time that we have the opportunity, we take that little heart and we mold it and shape it into the image of Jesus Christ. Now, I do know that, yes, ultimately, Jesus Christ, he is the Master, he is our God, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, and he is the one that ultimately guides our children. But he wants to do it through the parents. He wants to do it through you and I. So let us be diligent, make that commitment. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay, well, I don't want to keep you that long this morning, but that's my challenge for you this morning, that you would make a firm commitment and you would get a hold of faith and walk with the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't know. Maybe I'll get back to that again this week later. I'm not sure. But I think that's an extremely important phrase in the Bible and extremely important for us today, that we make that firm commitment that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So may that be a challenge to you this morning, and may God bless you as you endeavor to put that to practice and put that, may I say, put shoe leather to it and And we could talk all day about this very thing, you know, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, how will we do it, you know, and all those things. But, hey, let this be the challenge for this morning. God bless you, and may He take you to places where you have never imagined, places higher, places the calling of God is great upon our lives. So let's be faithful. God bless you.